Thank you. That's of course a very good question. Well, if we cannot get it from a source that is already available, we have to turn to you. And well, we also have to recognize that, of course, EU member states, this is not the only membership of the UNECE. So we would need to turn to those that provide the information to RINF the same way as we actually receive the information from the other countries. And this is through asking for that information. So this corridor coordination committee and the work of the countries within that corridor coordination committee under WP5 is a good example where we establish communication between either people responsible in the countries or those that work on GIS in the countries, because well, depending on the country, sometimes the country has its own GIS and sometimes not. If the country has its own GIS, we pretty much request that the shapefiles are provided with the characteristic of the line as it's expressed in the shapefile. And then what my colleague Martin is doing is so-called cleaning the data so that in a clean way it's displayed on the maps. If of course shapefiles are not available, then the way we go ahead with this is pretty much trying to request an information through something as simple as an Excel table. The most important information to us in that situation is from which to which station, or geographic coordinate to geographic coordinate, that information is valid. So this is, for example, how we have been working with Kazakhstan, that we have been asking them to provide us the parameters between the key stations that or points of references that are referred on the network. And if of course, let's say Kazakhstan is a big country, and sometimes the point of references the reference stations are quite some distance from each other. If there is any change of parameter in between, then we ask, of course, for the coordinate on the line, geographic coordinate on the line, to which a parameter is valid, and from which a different parameter is valid. So, it's a lot of yeah, some important work that is really into the nitty-gritties, but again, without this, such map cannot exist. Now, in the first place, we are focusing on those parameters that we can take from RINF, and again, Martin is still cleaning the data, and the moment we let's say are done with all these parameters, then we will maybe address you with the parameter that is non-existing, so that you can provide us with this one. And of course, the loading age is an important parameter for those that are of course interested in running the same train across countries.